AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Where you from?
Nigga, straight out of Mississippi.
One more time.
Nigga, you know I'm so Mississippi that I might walk to the mailbox with no shoes on. And don't lock the door when I leave home. Ain't got nothing wrong. I'm just Mississippi with it.
All day. We got Mississippi in the building. I love it, man. You know what I mean? This is
the black market. I always be telling you how fine Mississippi women are.
Yes, you do. And I've seen it. You've taken me. But this is an example of a fine Mississippi black woman.
Fine and smart.
Successful.
And smart.
And smart.
Can you cook? You can't.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck.
You gonna be from Mississippi?
I don't give
and you
a
gonna
fuck.
Come on here and say
it
you can't
don't
cook.
Matter that you can't cook.
This was the one time you supposed to last.
She can't cook, but she can build the app to find you a bunch of motherfuckers who can.
Oh, that's how you wanna do it?
That's how she does it.
Alright, since you gonna do it like that, then we gotta open the black market back up.
Yes, we got to, love.
Cause we got a black lady in here today that got her own apps and everything. Let me get my paperwork, because Miss Sheena Allen is amazing. First of all, she gets major props just from being from Mississippi. She has Sheena Allen apps.
Yeah, she does.
Graduated from Southern Mississippi.
Golden Eagles.
Come on, man. I know a little bit about it. Majored in psychology, film, things of that nature. You say you're leaving Walmart and you got a long receipt.
Yes.
So how did that spark you to create your own business?
So I went to college, Southern Miss. I actually didn't want to go to college, number one.
I don't blame you.
I went to go to art school.
Still I was. You can.
Yeah, I don't really have time.
Yes, you do. You can build the app and make time.
Exactly.
Really think of the strategy through that.
Hey, I'm just telling
but
you it's possible.
I'm working on it. I'm going to put on my list
there you go.
Of things to get to. But yeah, I went to Walmart. I had this super long receipt. Not like a CVS receipt, but it was a long receipt. And I was like, I wish there was an app I could keep up with my money and my receipts. And I couldn't find it in the app store. So I was like, figure out how to create an app to do what I want to do. And that was the very first app that I did in 2011 while in college.
Wow. Now, did you have a background in coding or app and computer science or anything like that?
No, she gangster. Hold on. Let me tell you what she did. Hold on. She made her first app in Microsoft Word, bro.
So you done went and I can't make a paper in Microsoft Word.
That's frustration right there, bro.
And you done went in there and figured out how to make a whole app?
It's only a black woman could.
So I had no coding background. I double majored in film and psychology. So I was non-technical.
Me too. That was the same thing. I was not film, but communications with a minor in psychology.
I see.
I just went to school.
What you major in?
Bullshit.
School.
Just being at school.
General studies. Really?
Business.
Okay. some business.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was non-technical, and I was trying to figure out, like, how do I design the app, get the flow going, like, write it all out. And the only thing I could think of where you can make, like, boxes, which is how your phone looks, was, like, Microsoft Word. So I went, like, took the text box that you're supposed to put text in, and I actually used it to design out how I wanted the screens to look in the app. And that's how I got started.
Man,
smart as hell.
So you said that was your first app. What was the second one? And what came after? Like, break us down.
Yeah, so Shayna Allen Apps is my first company, which I don't run anymore. I now run my second startup, which is called Capway.
Okay.
But my first company, Shayna Allen Apps, I did the first app, Walmart. It was meant to keep up your money, your receipts. Second app was an app called Words on Pics, which you probably can guess. It was Words on Pictures. So graduated in December 2011. And I told my parents, I was like, so I think I want to be a tech entrepreneur. I want to move to Silicon Valley. I want to be a tech entrepreneur. But, you know, being from Terry, Mississippi, my mom and my dad was like, nah. So my dad mainly was like, so you got 2 degrees in student loan debt. His words was, take your ass and get a 9-to-5, some steady income, is what he told me. And not that he didn't necessarily believe in tech, but, like, that was foreign. You know, parents be like, do the safe thing, know what you want to do. And I was like, no, I want to do this tech piece. And so I went pretty much against, like, my parents' wishes and decided to just dive deep into tech. So my third app was an app called Twit Booth, where I wanted to pretty much create, like, only media for Twitter. So I didn't want to see any tweets, only media. Like, only whatever you tweet, like pictures or videos. So pretty much I wanted to make a Twitter version of Instagram. And, yeah, I put that out and got a nice email from Twitter. So I'm taking that down. And not long after, the media tab in the Twitter app came about.
Dirty motherfucker.
So that was my experience there. And then my fourth app was an app called Dublin. So it was... I had a friend who had a, for her graduation picture, she took a picture where it was 2 of her in 1 picture. Somebody photoshopped it. And I was like, that is super dope. And I was like, I'm gonna create an app that I can do that. And she's like, that makes no sense. And I was like, yo, I'm gonna do an app like that. Did it, and I went from doing like 50 downloads to doing like 10,000 in one day. And. Left Mississippi, moved to the Valley, left Silicon Valley, moved to Austin. So I built my first company out in Austin. And yeah, I mean, it was learned a heck of a lot. And now I'm on to my second startup, which is Capway, which is a financial technology startup, also known as FinTech, where pretty much I run my own bank.
God damn.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You see why she don't gotta know how to cook?
Nah, that fucking
got her own bank, man.
Cause we was doing apps, company, bank. Like, nigga, right. What a
you know how much shit I talk? Yeah, your girl can't cook, but your husband can't make a bank, man.
She got a bank.
She got a whole bank. Now so, what is Capway?
So the original idea of Capway, the name of it actually means a new way of doing capital. So that's how the name came about. But it came about because I was going back and forth between like California and I was in Austin, I would go to New York for like my first company. I would always see signs when I walked in that would say like, you know, no debit or credit. I mean, debit or credit only, like no cash allowed. And this was like 2016. But when I went home to Mississippi, people only carry cash. And so I was like, one day it's going to happen where the cashless economy is going to hit Terry or hit Mississippi. And, like, we're going to be up Schitt's Creek because, like, we only know cash. And I wanted to create an opportunity for people who were from places like Terry, Mississippi, where when that happened, they had access to, like, debit cards or opportunities in the financial sector. And so that was how the idea actually started. It ended up growing from there. So it went from saying, hey, how do we create a bank, or as we call them, neobanks. How do I create that for people who are mainly unbanked, underbanked, don't have access to financial services? And it grew to then saying, you know, how do we talk about money in a way that is relatable? Like, not your textbook financial literacy stuff. Like, how do I talk to people like how you understand it? I want to talk to my 16-year-old nephew and be like, look, you want to go buy a car? That cash car you want is going to cost you, you know, $5,000. You need more than $5,000. You got to buy a tag. You got to, you know, I'm talking, I wanted to present in a way like it was relatable, it was understandable. Right. Not dumbed down, I hate that word, but it was, I just feel like no one ever talked to us in a way that, like, it made sense.
Right.
So it went from doing, like, so now we have an entire content arm to Capway, so we do this a whole bunch of content. Of course, we have the banking piece, so we have our debit cards, and then now we're getting to everything from, like, payments to commerce to, so it went from being, like, one neobank to how do we build an entire ecosystem. Of financial services and products.
I want a bank.
I don't, but I want to know somebody who got one, and now I do. That's what it is.
I want my own bank, too. I want an app.
I got you. What do you want? Let's talk about it.
I want a whole bank with some cryptocurrency.
Okay.
We're going to accept all forms of currency from crypto to EBT.
EBT, I already know it. You can't get Carlos no bank. This nigga start dressing like the Monopoly Man.
That's one of my goals.
So, the crypto piece.
Yeah.
Definitely. Are you investing crypto now?
Just very small, because I don't trust them people.
Who don't you trust?
The whole industry.
You keep your money in your house, don't you?
No.
Don't never say
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
Absolutely
we don't do that.
Absolutely not.
No.
You know, that's how people used to do it.
Nah,
we don't
not
do that
me.
No more.
Not me.
Man, no.
Ain't shit at my house.
No. I ain't even at my house.
I don't have money.
Yeah,
that's been my whole goal. No. That's why I created this, to get some money.
Crypto is actually interesting. It is one of those. It's super risky, though. So
I know.
That
you'll wake up broke and naked. You went to sleep with clothes and lost everything.
You went to sleep rich and woke up broke and naked.
Naked? Like, how?
Yeah.
Like, somebody actually came in your house while you were asleep and took all your possessions. You literally woke up naked on the floor.
So how do you... You know, because there's probably a lot of people that's watching this that's now like, how do I even get started in doing a bank? Like, what's the process of getting your own bank? Like, what are the, like, I know what you got to do to go get a loan. So to get a whole bank, like, is that a different process? Is it a long process?
You evil, because you knew you was going to fuck us up with this. I see how you sitting there like they didn't know about the bank. You could have warned me.
So it is.
You want a water or something nice? I don't want you to be. You want Capri Sun?
I love Capri Sun. What kind?
What kind do you prefer? This is fruit punch.
Got a bank of Capri Suns. That's what we got.
My favorite one.
Have a Capri Sun while we discuss this.
This is Mississippi all day.
I've been trying to tell these folks.
You know, watermelon.
We about to upgrade and get the big pouches though.
Oh.
Major flip.
Does that mean, like, you know, you got, like, an investment raising your Series A, your Series B?
Yeah, you know, it's just a flex.
Okay, I understand.
Fruits of our labor.
The fruit punch that shows the fruits of your labor.
Exactly. So we're going bigger.
Okay.
Just because it's in the budget. We're going to go back on tour.
I mean, if y'all ever need a special guest...
We're going to need somebody. We're going to need somewhere to put this money in. We get
you up are. You are the special guest now. Teach me how to get a special bank.
If you want to show up and then do our deposit right there on the spot, that'd be fucking clutch.
Well, we can do that. You know, you should pull. No, you got Cash App?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. Now you have Capway.
I need it.
Exactly. So, there's some things we are doing.
Let me get your code when I do it. Because I want my shit to be like, when I log in, I want my shit to go straight to VIP status.
I got you. But we are doing some things that will be instant. So, we do send and receive money just like you do with some of the other players. But we're also getting to, like, payments. So, we're getting to, like, tipping. So, if you don't have cash when you go out, but you can instantly tip somebody through Capway. So, some things we are working on that'll be... really instant, trying to...
But how do you get to that point, though? Do you just go in and be like, hey, give me some money, I want a bank? Like, or do you, like, what is the process behind that?
So, well, first off, you got to be able to write your strategy out. Exactly what do you want to do? Banking is a super, it's very highly regulated. So it's a lot of rules.
Oh, I know.
That you have to follow.
You can't even go get all your money out at once.
Exactly. It's really interesting. Compliance in banking is very interesting. There's things that I didn't know before I went into it. Then now when I look back at banking, I'm just like, now I understand why things happen.
Can you give us one example of that?
ACH. So when someone sends you ACH and it takes 2 or 3 days, it's because of how much fraud happens. So they want to make sure that it's cleared on your side and the other person's side. So if it was to happen instant, the problem with that would be that if I sent you $300 and it went through, if it was to go through instantly, which you technically cannot, I might go out and pull out my $300. And so even though you got yours, the bank now is on the hook because I took out my $300. Mm. So it's a fraud issue. How payments goes, like payment rails, it's, in the United States actually is the worst for fraud. So we do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of stealers.
Yeah, we do.
Scammers.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The dark web is really interesting. So people just find ways to steal money.
Right.
So even like your debit cards, which seems so simple, like the card art on your debit card has to go through so many levels of approval. That's why you've probably never seen like some crazy looking debit card. There's like rules you have to follow of how they have to be, how they look and how they be designed. So like I can't do a design and be like, that's what our debit card is going to look like. If we're going through like Visa has to say, yep, that fits what we want to do. That fits our brand. That looks right.
Really?
I approve it.
Somebody put us on their debit card.
Yep, they sure did. I don't know how they got approved, but hey, you know what I mean? More power to them. So is there a level of an amount of capital that you have to start a bank? Like, do you have to have a certain amount of money to even get into the thought process of doing that?
Yeah, so usually most vendors that you work with when you're doing like what we call neobanking, most require at least a minimum of $1 million. So which means you have to go and start raising money from outside investors.
You do? That's what they mean?
So you look to start raising like your kind of the process. You raise your pre-seed round, your seed round, your Series A, your Series B, all the way up to eventually you either get acquired, somebody buys you, or you go public.
What was your experience like out there in the valley? The Silicon Valley. There's a lot of valleys. The valley.
So I had two different sides of that. Okay. One side was there are not a lot of black people.
People in general, black people.
No, not at all. Which is pretty highly noted. There's numerous articles about it. And I don't think it's going to ever change. It's just, it is what it is. But on the other side of that, I learned a lot because your biggest tech companies are there. That's where your Facebook, your Google. I mean, your everything probably outside of Amazon and Snapchat is based in Silicon Valley. So you learn a lot, like their mindset, how they think, how they work, why they do the things they do. That was the first time coming from where I came from that I understood wealth. So I'm from Terry, Mississippi. My definition of wealth was like seeing a rapper in a nice car with a gold chain. I'm just being like, that's what I knew to be like rich and wealthy. And then I moved to Silicon Valley and I realized that people who was worth like $1 billion drove like Camrys. And how they thought about money was just so different from how I grew up thinking about money. So I learned the true definition of wealth and how they go about wealth, which was not how I grew up. So it was two sides. You had your side where it was like no one looked like you, which was honestly a big part of why I wanted to come back to Atlanta and do the company here in Atlanta. Like, I wanted it to be about true building wealth within the black community. Now, don't get me wrong. Capway is for anybody. It's not like we only bank, you know, black or brown or whatever. We bank anyone. But my idea of that was I feel like power comes with money, and money comes with being able to build a global company. But I still want to do that in a place with people that look like me, which is why I chose Atlanta. But our black wealth has a long way to go. I mean, the average black family, I think our net worth now is about $17,000, $18,000.
Which is, not us.
Which is really, really...
not us.
It's pretty bad. So,
it's fucked up, but nigga... oof. Shit.
That's why
that shit give me chills. Yeah. 17,000.
Yeah.
The whole family?
Yep. Everybody.
Even the baby.
Yep. The baby, that's who the 17,000 really belonged to. He'll never see it.
Everybody else negative. That baby got the weight of the family on his shoulders.
Crazy. So, like, where do you want it to be? If you know, if you had to say what you wanted to end up being totally, like, do you want it to be something that you build and sell to somebody, or do you want it to be something that you run the gamut for years and years?
No, my goal is that we'll go public. So it'll be something that my great-great-grandkids will still have. You know, I'm not saying that I will always be the CEO or always, you know, necessarily be part of it, you know. The guy, CEO of Amazon, done this step down, but he's gonna always, his great 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 grandkids are gonna eat off Amazon. So that's, for me, that's my goal with this company. That even if I'm not the CEO 20 years from now, I've built it, I have enough shares, I've set myself up, but like my great 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 grandkids will be able to eat off Capway.
Hey,
already?
And there's no cap
you,
in that, but it's
great,
the cap
great.
Way.
I'm planning for one grandson. Everybody after that.
17,000. That's it.
Been looking at your pictures of your granddaddy in HD.
We're talking, it's generational wealth.
Man, I know. One generation.
See, that's the thing. That you say generational wealth. I got that tattooed on my leg. We got the generational curses that we got to break. So you don't get to be generationally wealthy until you break that curse, and it'd be on, it'd be on that baby with that 17,000 to grow up.
I just had a vision. We're going to be generationally good.
Yeah, because we the broken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get out here and break them curses, man. That,
you get a
the
camera
curse of financial,
in the house.
Just financial instability. That just plagues so many of our families. So to be in a position where you have a black woman who started a bank, nigga, that is amazing.
It's not all, I mean, a lot of it's not our fault. I think we do put a lot of pressure, I think, on
I mean,
us.
I don't think none of it's our fault, to be honest.
Yeah, it's we
systemic.
Very much so. Very, very much so. So it's, I think we get a lot of, a lot of people want to put it on us, but it's so deep. Like you said, that goes way past, oh, you should get a, you know, you should get a job, you should work hard, you should get a better education. Like, to me, that's one of those excuses that people try to put up on, especially the black community. But yeah. No, that we're still trying to dig ourselves out of 400 years. And it's not easy, especially when they're still putting things in place that's not just
forgetting. Yeah, railroad you all the way.
I just get it that you a very smart lady. You get what I'm saying? Like, she gonna get them billions.
Yeah, all the way. I'm glad she came here early.
Hell yeah. Like, where can people catch up with you and socialize with you and check in and catch up on everything you got going on, Miss Allen?
Well, I'm the special guest on the tour.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She gonna just be on. She gonna stick her head out. Oh, yeah, the money good.
Yeah.
Oh, the y'all show keep going.
Oh,
then.
We go. I bet.
First, really quick, is this tour is coming to Mississippi, right?
Biloxi.
Okay. Wait, what happened to Jackson?
We already went to Jackson.
She's talking about the Ghetto Legends tour.
Yeah, the Ghetto Legends.
The return of the Ghetto Legends.
Yeah.
Bro, that's so hard. We might have to make that like some tour merch or something.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so why not Jackson again?
Well, the thing was, is like when we routing this tour, everything ain't like all the way back yet. So we had to like pick some spots that was like
available. Man, everything ain't open.
I mean, we can definitely throw Jackson
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we love Jackson.
You know, I'm Mississippi all
Jack
day.
Jacktown. You know,
we
do
a show. Talk about this later of how
fucking Jackson,
route.
Then yeah. Go up to Oxford. And,
yeah, all that.
Shit, we just do a whole Mississippi
Memphis.
Tour, man. We go to Grenada and Tupelo and
people in Jackson love
Brookhaven and Hattiesburg, Vicksburg. Kosciuszko.
Look at you.
Starkville. Holly Springs.
Okay.
Batesville.
Mississippi.
I'm actually impressed.
Really?
I am.
Nah, really.
Most people know like two cities in Mississippi.
I know the entire, all of it. I took Mississippi studies, bro. We had to take a fucking test with the whole state map and you had to fill it out.
I'm very impressed. I mean, just honestly, most people be like Mississippi, like Jackson, Oxford, Meridian.
You got to name the weird places that don't nobody know, like Money and Alligator, Lumberton.
Money, Mississippi?
Yeah. Money, Mississippi. That's where the Emmett Till shit happened.
In Money, Mississippi?
Money, Mississippi.
You got to visit.
No, I don't. Not if that's what Emmett did. I ain't should nobody to visit there after Emmett went. No.
It's a lot of history, though, it is.
It is. Yeah, I read about it.
You don't want to see it?
Mm-mm. No, I'm
Golden
good.
Golden Fork.
Some Golden Fork.
Rolling Fork.
Rolling Fork.
That's where Muddy Waters is from.
Oh, okay. Rolling Fork. That's what you do when you... Never mind.
Sunflower County. That's where B.B. King's from. Did you know Oprah's from Kosciuszko?
She is?
Yep.
Yeah, Oprah don't like the
Klingons
for some reason.
And Morgan Freeman, he's from Charleston.
Look at that. Mississippi history.
Oh, Brett Favre? He's from Kill, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Favre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice from Mississippi, too.
What part?
He's, goddamn it, Itabena.
Edabena.
Edabena.
He's from Edabena. Edabena. Long time Edabena. For me to remember all this shit. I
Edabena,
that.
Mississippi. Went to, where did he go to school down at? Mississippi Delta College.
Where's Brandy?
Mississippi Valley, didn't he?
Brandy. They're from Brookhaven.
Macomb. Right outside of Brookhaven.
Exactly. It's the same thing. I mean, Snoop Dogg, his grandma's from Macomb down there.
Exactly.
See? Dash Dillinger owns a house in Mississippi.
It does.
Rick Ross. From Clarksdale.
Clarksdale.
Exactly.
He claims Miami. Y'all
exactly.
See that?
Well, he claims Clarksdale also.
Every now and then.
Soulja Boy. You ever seen this movie?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy is from Batesville, Mississippi. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, what?
I told you.
I told you
this name was Mississippi.
I know from Mississippi. David Banner, he's from Jackson, and then you got to say Big Crit.
Big Crit?
Of course. He's from Meridian, right there, over there.
I'm so impressed.
You really didn't believe he was from Mississippi like that when I told you?
The white girl who plays on Chasing Amy, you ever seen the movie Chasing Amy? Mm-hmm. That white girl, she live in Oxford.
What's the dude's name that you showed me his house that wrote the books?
William Faulkner. He's from Oxford.
Yeah. But no, it was somebody else that's there that's popular now that had that big old land that you showed.
Oh, you're talking about John Grisham.
John Grisham, yeah.
He's from Oxford.
You're on the list of famous Mississippi.
I'm on the list? Well, suck my dick. Shut your ass up. Tommy Davidson is from Mississippi.
I thought Tommy Davidson was from D.C.
He's from Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Damn, Tommy. Trick the shit out of me.
He probably was born in Mississippi. There's a lot of people from Mississippi, man.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah, we have a lot of, we got some Olympians.
Oh, we are. No, we got to get Oprah and those people to come back, though. So.
Oprah? She ain't coming back.
She might.
She could send some money.
Maybe she'll open a school. And it'll inspire
she ain't
her.
Gonna watch this. I be talking about it all the time. I be trying to holler at her.
trying to holler at
me. Yeah. Oprah fuck around and get with a Mississippi like nigga like me. It's a wrap. I have a growing up, have natural shit. Y'all see Oprah had a little twist in there. You see Oprah come out with a twist out with that bunny, with that moving on. What? Dragging them feet? Hey, y'all, come on around. Me and Oprah done bought 900 acres in Mississippi.
I'm so impressed.
Well, good.
Because most people don't know Mississippi like
well,
that.
Well, hey, I told you. I don't know Mississippi, but I know this nigga's with me.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is
Jonathan
in the
Jonathan Bender, he played for the Pacers. He from Picayune. Yeah, he was.
Picayune,
Mississippi. He played basketball for a long ass time.
Picayune.
Lorenzo Wright. He
Lorenzo
played.
Lorenzo Wright. Rest in peace, Lorenzo Wright.
A lot of basketball. Oh, we got Jennifer Gillum. She's a U.S. gold medalist. She's from Abbeville. Her and her sister, Peggy.
Hey, you cold that Mississippi, man.
I know my shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
We got some famous white people.
I would have named Tommy Davis in a few minutes ago, but sure, Mississippi.
Hell yeah.
We do. We got.
What's his name? Tucker Hill. Carlson? What's the dude name with the box head? Shepard Smith. He went to Ole Miss. On Fox News?
Shepard Smith?
The motherfucker with the square head.
Oh, Shepard.
Yeah.
All right. On Shep Smith.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. Great country music singer.
See? That's what I am.
Mm-hmm. We got a yeah. few now.
We got to figure out a way to Biloxi.
Bring them
Biloxi
all back.
Is great. We got to make a
Who the fuck from Biloxi?
Up,
is anybody from Biloxi?
3 hour up to Jackson.
Well, we coming, and you're going to be the special guest, so you can, yeah. goddamn, you can direct
so
us to where we
so
go.
Find me, of course. On the tour, I'm opening.
Yeah, most definitely. And we're going to get with you because we're working on this 85 South Show app.
Okay.
We could definitely use you at our table. Yeah, of,
for sure.
Insights.
Show us some of the
nature.
Ins and outs, some of the things to avoid and to go to war.
Right.
So what the app is going to be about, though?
Well,
are we too early to talk about it?
No, it's going to be somewhere exclusive where you can get 85 South Show content, merch, tickets,
personalized experiences.
Exactly.
You know, get us to make messages.
Where you can see 85% of fan art, links to everybody else's individual things and stuff like that. Really, just trying to centralize.
Well, I got you. Let me know when the round table is.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Well, you know, this is the initial meeting of many, so
we'll
make sure we keep you involved in our network of, you know, black excellence over here on the black market.
Yes.
Miss Sheena Allen.
Yes.
Mississippi's finest. Make sure you hit her up. Because we're taking over, baby. Sheena, pose for the picture. Hold on. We're getting in here because we're on some Mississippi shit. Chico, jump on the couch so we look like we went to college together.
All right, bet. I'd be at college.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.